like they used to be. Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SVR on a Wednesday afternoon. It's John Borrett here, the grumpy old git who used to have the marine down on the seafront. Now I'm just a grumpy old git, but I don't live down in Sidmouth anymore. And I have to do this because of technology. Well, it's good, I suppose. I can do this in just outside of Bridgewater, and it goes down via the internet. And Bob does a little bit of twisting around with it, and hey presto, get a record show. The record show is a little bit different, and it will be a bit different today. It's all my vinyl. These are all vinyl tracks, but they are all on my reel-to-reel, and I just blatantly recorded them years ago, and now I thought, well, that's a good idea. Let's use these reel-to-reels up and see what we've got on there. And I've got to be honest, sometimes I don't really know. I have to look them up and things like this. So we're going to start today with a band from 1976. Now, I'm pretty certain, actually, I'm sort of sometimes a bit vague about this, but I think I recorded all these when I had the pub in Bath. Yeah, the St. James Wine Vaults in Bath. Here we are, there's a bit of history. Let's get on and play a bit of music. I'm going to tell you a bit about the band after the first track. Here comes, hopefully, the first track.
Save one red sail.
Yes, they're an Australian band, and they were called the Little River Band, and the LP is called After Hours. It's the second LP they brought out, and really don't know anything about them at all, but it's quite good. I think I recorded most of it, so it can't be that bad. Let's have another track.
I've been thinking about settling down. Find me a life of my own. Too much drinking and sleeping around is bound to weary your soul. Darling, pour the gravy. Darling, pour the wine. Make me feel like your friend. Darling, pour the gravy. Darling, pour the wine. Come love your sweet old-fashioned man. Come love your sweet old-fashioned man. I've been out on the road with a rock and roll band. Terry Britton, Old Stockley, and now Beep. And I like what I got now and what I once had. But lady, you're more than I need. Yes, I said, darling.
As I said, they were Australian. I got a feeling Terry Alford bought this one. There we are. There's someone no one else knows apart from me. Anyway, Terry, I did keep it and I've recorded it. And here we go. After Hours is the name of the LP. And let's have two more tracks from them. It's Take Me Home. We'll be right back. time for one more track by them, and it's a longer one. It's called Country Girls. As I say, the band are called the Little River Band, Australian.
They tell me, but it's easy to be alone here, and I know. I used to live with country girls, now the city's all I know, and I'm trying to find a way to get back home. I'm going home. Well, it's hard to feel unhappy in the country, but it's easy for the city life to bring you down. I used to know some country girls, and they
I'm
that's the end of the track anyway. I just remember where I sort of got all these LPs from, a place called GI Records, and in the days before the internet came along, I used to order records, and again, in the pub, I used to invite people, if they want any, I'll get them as well. But all I would do is I would record them myself, any I liked. And that's how I remember now Terry Oldford so much, because I used to let him borrow the records as well, and he had a reel-to-reel, and he recorded them as well. So these are definitely Terry's records, which I suppose he still treasures them, I have no idea. And because he lives in Bath somewhere now. No, he doesn't. He lives in Melksham, I think. Yeah, so Terry, when I lived in Cornwall, I came up to meet him in Bath, and then we went to London and saw John Stewart, because he was a great fan of John Stewart as well. Anyway, that's enough about Terry Oldford. Let's move on to another band now, and they call themselves ATF, After the Fire. And again, I'm 99% certain Terry got this one. It's Laser Love is the LP called, and the first track should be Joy, but there again, who knows? Oh, it is. Number 57 in the album charts in 1979. Useless information. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no scratches or anything on this. I thought it was ending. Could have ended, it's only a fade out, isn't it? As I say, there are no scratches on these because these were sort of brand new in, and I used to sort of tape them and then hand them on to, in this case, Terry Alford. And there should be one more track now, Suspended Animation, the band After the Fire, and then we're going to move on to somebody else. And yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
Stepping sound, I'm about to go to the ground. Oh, what a ball.
Yes, I think they're floating away okay. That was indeed, what were they called? After the Fire, Laser Love was the actual LP. Now we're moving on to somebody who is going to appear in Bridgewater quite soon. He's American, Dean Friedman. And the LP is called Well, Well, Said the Rocking Chair. And that's what we're going to hear first. And it says here, Rocking Chair, in brackets, it's going to be all right. So let's listen to this back in 1978. This came out, Dean Friedman. And again, this isn't bad, but I don't think I'll go to see him. Because he's probably, no, he isn't quite as old as me thinking about it. But he's quite ancient now. Anyway, let's listen to him and see what you think. You're the important ones. It will start in a minute. Yep, here it comes.
Despair. Who told you life was fair?
Yes, indeed, this made number 3 into the charts in this country. The LP made number 21, so it was quite a popular LP as well. Well, well, said the rocking chair.
The shopping bag ladies, they live in the terminal waiting room, patiently whiling their hours away, desperately keeping the demons at bay, making up lies about times that were good, extolling the virtues of motherhood, staunchly defending the sanity, clutching one last shred of vanity, fixing a kerchief she wears on her head, covered with posies and lilacs and blues and in reds. Don't pity me, don't pity me, you beautiful bastard boy. Ladies, it's not that well known, but they're really in vogue. The latest in fashions, it tastes are so true. Sweat socks and sneakers, a sweater or two. And safely behind the walls they have made, secure in their brown paper barricades, worldly possessions they'll not have to lose. Lightweight emotional refuse. They rave, they're mad and they're crazy. That's how they stay free.
More tracks from this LP, Dean Friedman. It's called Well Well.
Don't you ever dare do that again. Save that kind of nonsense for your friends. I've got better things to do. And feel sorry for the likes of you. You are not the child you'd like to be. You can control your destiny. And if this offends your sensibilities, well, pardon me. It's irresponsible. It isn't right. Crazy, it only makes me crazy, 'cause I care. Say goodbye to all your Nancy Drews. You're still a kid, you still can feel, but everything from this point on is real.
well, I think. Dean Friedman, or Friedman, is the name. I've got one more track left, and this is for all the Lydias out there. Can't be too many of you out there, it's quite a common name, isn't it? Lydia. And sung by Dean Friedman. Goodness me, nearly the end of the show.
Lydia keeps my toothbrush in her apartment, and she never complains. Well, hardly ever. And then jokingly she says, boy, it's been so long since I've held you, I nearly gave you up for dead. I nearly gave you up for dead. I nearly gave you up for dead. Lydia, Lydia, how come you understand? I can offer you nothing at all. This is more than I had planned. Lydia, Lydia, I am at your command. At least until morning comes. I must be off again. I must be off again. Lydia, you know I always talk about conscious decisions, about running my own life. But maybe I'm fooling myself. It's a role I like to play. Cause more often than not I'm down here on the corner. I'm sorry I woke you. Do you feel like some company? Babe, I need a place to stay. Lydia, Lydia, how come you understand? I can offer you nothing at all. No, this is more than I had planned. Off again, I must be off again.
Sure. more golden music. Golden music. More of the time. Classic hits from Sid Valley Radio.
Yes, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio, and it's John Borrett here, nearly at the end of the show now, so I'm going to play a couple more tracks, and the first one is by Styx, S-T-Y-X, and I've only got one of their tracks on here from 1977. It was the best of, but I wasn't impressed with them, obviously, and it's a track called Lady, and then we'll go straight on then to Janice Ian, and that's going to be the fade-out track, because it goes on for 7 minutes. And that's called Sweet Symphony. So I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I shall now press the button and say thank you very much for listening, and come again next week. Oh, yeah, definitely. Come again next week. Here it comes.
Lady! I'm smiling. Give me, whoa, 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 your love. Your hands build me up when I'm sinking. Touch me and my troubles are fade. Lady, from the moment I saw you standing, whoa, 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 alone. You gave all the love that I needed. So shy, like a child who had grown.
Tell me what they see. Look at all the people, have they gone astray? Living for tomorrow with dreams of yesterday.
Lovely lady,
tell me what you feel.
As a child, were you mild? Does it make you so unreal? Lovely lady,
feel so insecure.
When you give all yourself, how can you be sure?